Welcome back to Dicey Situations, folks. As always, I'm your DM, Ryan, joined by my Chaos crew.
Rich playing Theo.
Mark playing Glebnor.
Hart playing Taluga.
Last one was off the rails. I will do my best to recap it. Here we go. Last time on Dicey Situations, chaos unfolded at the wellness spa while Taluga communed with his ancestral goddess. In the elemental plane of water, Tidagol's Ba'Pul Gol was summoned before Blipdulpulp, the original goddess of the Kuatoa, and brought along on a vision quest into his ancestors' past. Meanwhile, in the spa, Reggie turned out to be a terrible babysitter, as he sent Glebnor to the sauna to assassinate an Azure Scale Evoker. Reggie made a desperate sending stone call to Theo for help, and Bleebly was forced to abandon his plans to meet up with Yarno and instead run across Bodkali's sky bridges with Lorenz in tow. While Taluga relived the great Plupluplene's heroic victory over the Leviathan, things were going south quickly in the Wellness Center. After a failed attempt to frame the Evoker as being uncouth toward a two-year-old, a brawl broke out in the sauna. Theo and Lorenz arrived at the spa and snuck past some more Azure Scale for a couple's massage, but were quickly embroiled in the battle. After seeing a final vision of the Northern Kuatoa's current war with the Sea Elves, Taluga was returned to the Material Plane to more disappointment with his makeshift family. Begrudgingly joining the fray, Taluga helped take down the remaining mages, and the carnage in the bathhouse finally came to an end. After some harsh words and a quick slap from the plope, Taluga made his way outside to finalize his parley with the Spider Queen Lola. We join the Chaos crew now in disarray as they decide their next steps in the Mirage City. Well, gang, for those of you inside the bathhouse, you guys see that Taluga, nude, has stormed out, and you're all standing there. Again, surrounded by the corpses of your fallen enemies. Reggie's still rubbing his cheek.
It just feels a little hypocritical. A little hypocritical, that's all I'm saying.
Reggie.
Yes?
Daddy's outside.
Yeah.
I'm gonna pull those these corpses.
Yeah, I mean, just a little quick one. Push him in the pool. Quietly. You don't have to make the noise.
It's part of the fun.
Is what's her name?
Juana,
seeing this,
I'm helping her.
Juana, is there a
you
place
let
we
push
can kind of just
into the Kuatoa pool?
Get these. Is there? I don't know.
It'll be fine.
Actually, you know what? Push him in the pool.
Yes.
I'll heat it up as best I can, and maybe we'll just melt this problem right away.
Yeah, just put some chlorine in there.
Yeah, I'll get the chlorine sack from the back.
Yeah. Yeah. Melt the.
Do you need more money?
No, I'm good.
What about a dad?
Are you sure?
I don't know what you think you know about my father, but I have a lot going on right now, and I'm going to cover up a murder now with my 70 gold, so we're going to do that.
You sure you don't need any more?
It was very generous for the murdering the one night. Okay. How about you guys just maybe leave? Maybe we'll talk later.
I'm just going to grab my dad's pants.
Yeah, no, do that.
I think he took his stuff. Okay. Glebnor, Reggie's not who you should be listening to right now, and since Taluga is still upset with you, you're gonna listen to me.
Okay.
All right.
God knows best.
Amen. All right.
Reggie.
Yep.
You're the same with Glebnor here. Uh-huh. You have to listen to me. If you start doing things on your own, we're going to have a problem and Taluga might slap you again.
It has been clearly established I should not be given any responsibilities.
I shouldn't have any responsibilities, but here we are.
All right, I'll take your lead.
Okay, guys.
And if that Taluga comes at me again,
he starts doing little karate moves in the air.
I go in, peek in through the door, I check him real quick.
Give me an intimidation check.
13.
Yeah, he just stares daggers down the hall at you.
All right. I'm gonna walk in the room. Lorenz, are you okay?
My freaking neck! That lady was so crazy!
Yeah.
Never should have come here with you.
Your Rocky talkie starts going off. I'm outside.
What's up?
We gotta go.
Yeah, we gotta meet Yarno real quick. He's near the Diamondback. Apparently a lot of people were supposed to be killed, and he's been waiting in the trash for us.
Alright, cool. Phaedra just got back to me, but the entrance is by the Diamondback, so I gotta go pick up Luga, and I guess I'll meet you there. You know, my actual child. I say that annoyingly loud. who I'm not disappointed in.
I'm gonna win him back.
Okay, yeah, you go get Luga. We'll meet you outside Diamondback's, and then we'll head over to wherever you know the entrance is.
Okay. Sounds good. Over.
My spirit can never be broken.
I put his to mute.
As far as I know, that went through.
We'll win them back, Glebnor. Don't worry.
All right, Lorenz, are you good enough to come with us so you can possibly see the dead bodies to get your bones?
Freaking guess. Jeez.
There's three dead bodies you could get bones from right there.
No, they're being melted in the chlorine pool.
Before.
I know.
I think Lorenz looks over at like the boiling bodies in the pool.
Could we maybe just wait like a moment? Because those will be bones soon. And then
give me time to get Luga.
Yeah, I mean, sure.
It does stink to high heaven in here, but I mean, that'll come off the bone soon enough, and then three new skeletons for this guy. Just saying.
Everything's coming up, Lorenz.
Yeah. Oh, just so you know, and Reggie, so you know, I've made a deal with Lorenzo here.
We're not tooling on him anymore?
I mean, you can. Oh, okay, we got to keep up appearances. We got to make it look like we're not buddy-buddy.
Okay, cool.
That'll be so hard for you guys. Jerks.
Yeah.
Dweebs.
Well, you're the one who has a boyfriend, so.
Yeah, you idiot.
Yeah.
Wait. Cut across town to Luga.
I'm on my way to Gertie's. Pick up my one and only child.
Yeah, can I get a survival check with advantage because you've been there a couple times before now?
23.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, it takes you no time at all. You take one of these elevators down from the wizard districts, make your way into Badkali proper, and you find Gertie's garage. Once again, Gertie's garage is a ramshackled mechanic shop with a giant animatronic turtle on top of the shop. And as you can approach, you can hear the sounds of insane metalwork being done inside. The door swings open, and you see Luga comes out, and she has little artificer goggles over all eight of her eyes.
Father, hello!
Give me a hug. I really need it.
Oh, bring it in, Pop!
She wraps around
you. Oh, I love you, Luga.
Been so busy in there, working on the truck and the car. We have a lot going on.
Yeah, I actually need you to come with me.
Oh, fun, a field trip?
Yeah.
Wonderful. Excellent. All right.
We're off to see, and I whisper real low, Lola, the spider demon.
Oh.
She said she wanted to see you, or to bring my daughter.
Oh, wonderful. Is she a spider as well?
I think so.
Okay. Hold on, I'll just go tell Gertie I'm going to be gone for the day. I don't want him to think I abandoned my shift.
Yeah. How's Gorpor doing?
Oh, he's great.
Really?
He's getting so much better at tic-tac-toe.
Really?
Yeah. I am still 86 victories, and we tied once, but he'll get there.
You tied?
Yeah.
I look at Gorpor. Gorpor, good job!
Looks at you from like through like a glass window. He's inside the office, and he just has like a whole wall full of like tic-tac-toe strategies.
Sorry, boss. I'm really working on some stuff in here. I can't really get to you right now.
Oh, keep working over there. He's building up that strategic mind.
Put him, here.
He might be a general someday.
One day. Gertie pops out. His big mechanical arm is sparking once again. He's got a bunch of shrapnel caught in it.
It's fine. It's fine.
Hold on. Let me grease that up.
That worked. All right. Well, you're taking my best worker here today, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm taking my daughter for a day.
All right, I'll bring her back soon. I'm almost done with the car, and your big rig will be done by tomorrow at the latest.
Awesome.
Yes, I added a couple of fun new features for you.
On which one?
Well, there's a spinning saw blade that comes out the side. I put it right at people's head level. So
oh, that's really fun.
You're going to be heading like the French, am I right?
No. Oh, wait, I know who those guys are. I saw him when I played FIFA.
Yeah, they're crazy. They love their cheese.
Once you take Luga away, and you and Luga make your way down toward Diamondbacks.
I inform her with my current situation and everything on the way back.
Well, fatherhood is tough. And
so I'm kind of taking a step back and letting everyone else handle things.
Well, Pop, you know, originally me and Glebnor were very competitive with each other, but I think I learned that over time, sometimes he's very creative. You'd have to just kind of let him do his own thing.
Well, we're letting him.
He's going to learn those lessons the hard way, probably, for him. But, you know, it's fine.
All right.
I love my brother.
Luca walks by
you. Someone's got to. I say that under my breath.
All right. Can my urchins give me some survival checks with advantage, please?
Nat 20.
Okay. Dirty 20.
Nat 20, let me give you some little extra here. So, the Nat 20 Theo, you're able to lead everyone back toward this undercity, like the basically the first level below Bodkali. And you make your way back to Diamondbacks, and with a Nat 20, I think you will notice that there's some bone soldiers who have cordoned off a crime scene around this bar. And you can see there's some law mages. These are Leonin. You can see there's like a tall, broad Leonin man, kind of like a lion type figure here. And he's wearing like official robes. You can tell he's some kind of police officer in the city. He has a little pad that he's kind of flipped open and he's taking notes. And he's just making sure at this point that no one goes inside of the bar while they're doing their investigation.
Hey, Lorenz.
Yes?
Can you get us past all this?
Easy peasy. I'm kind of a big deal.
And you can see behind him are just like bone white brand new skeletons.
I got my new skeletons. I've never been more confident. Excuse me, stupid wizard. It is a necromancer coming through. Very important business.
You see this Leonin like detective mage looks up and is like, hey, I don't know about that, but how about you back off there, you skinny cat? He puts like a paw up and stops Lorenz.
Oh my goodness, I cannot believe you just touched me, you frigging idiot. I am the number two necromancer in the entire city. I have to get in to observe the bodies and the bones. I am also here with Bloopy.
Bleebly. Come on, you dummy.
I am here with Bleebly.
See, the mage looks up. Oh, Bleebly, you've been given access to the entire city. Please come on in and investigate the crime scene.
Yeah, let's let this let's let this idiot in with me, too.
I mean, I suppose.
Yeah, he's got to check the bodies, you know.
We ruined a lot of his bones.
You're going to need more skeleton guys.
He's going to need more bones.
Skeletons, move out of the way. We're letting Bleebly through with his idiot companion. And at this point, you can see that Teluga and Luga are miking their way, winding down the street.
They're with us, too.
Also, those two, the hulking spider and the fish man, definitely have higher status than Lorenz, just so everyone's clear here.
Yeah, we need to make that clear, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I think it was probably fine without it being
no.
clear.
No, but, no, Lorenz, well, it has to be clear.
Okay, skeletons, let's go.
I think the skeletons are probably a little above you as well, just so we're...
These are my skeletons. I summoned them.
There's going to be a union.
Maybe. If you unionize my skeletons, our deal is off.
We have to be antagonistic. The whole idea.
Oh, I forgot. Wow, you freaking assholes! Okay, let's check out this bar! Man, I hate you, turds!
What an ass.
Can I get some perception checks?
He's not even a good kisser.
What? That's a nat one. I'm so blown aback by the... I got a nine. So blown aback by the not even... You guys kiss?
Yeah, we just had a couples massage.
No, we didn't.
Oh, my God. No,
and you're bad?
Shut up. Oh, my God. You guys are such jerks.
I heard cats have sandpaper tongues.
It's not good.
That is... Okay, let's check these bones out, guys.
Who had my highest perception check out of you?
Him, probably.
It's got to be...
22.
Yeah. Okay. You're this Leonin law mage. He kind of pulls the door back and lets you into the crime scene. You all walk in.
Before I go in, can I put my arm around him and be like, so what do we got here?
I'd love to tell you the entire thing. Okay, we got a lot of bodies. And okay. As you walk in, immediately, the entire bar is fucking dead.
Wow, that's a lot of bodies.
There are...
Did Arndir come back?
There are mercenaries dead on the ground. A bunch of those rat folk you saw the other day. That Medusa bounty hunter. You see someone cut her entire head off.
Oh, that's...
Lolling on the ground.
Is the head available?
I don't want it to be.
But it is.
Do I see him reach for the head?
Hold on, let me check the stupid stat block I have for my stupid thing. I hate you guys ask these stupid questions. These stupid Medusas.
Has Glebnor seen Jason and the Argonauts?
No. Right. There's a severed head on the ground.
Riddled with snakes.
Snakes everywhere. They've gone limp at this point.
Nice.
The eyes are open on the severed head, but what would you like to do to it?
like to approach it from the back.
Do I see him do this?
Definitely.
I'd like to sneakily approach it from the back.
Stealth check.
Oh, come on. He already said he was approaching.
Insight check with advantage. Or perception check with advantage.
32.
God damn, you're so good at stealth now.
You let him have that.
I know.
That's two nat ones.
You're so
Look what
mad.
You did.
You're so mad.
I'd like to sleight of hand. 22.
Okay.
You'd like to sleight of hand it into your body?
Yes.
All right.
And I'm going to put the eyes behind my Zom.
They're going to dissolve.
Wait, what if your Zom turns into stone?
My Zom's not eyes.
Could be. You don't know. You don't know what your Zom is.
All right. I'm going to say...
What's my Zom?
Mysteries abound. I'm going to say you... There's only about, like, we'll say there's one charge left in this Medusa head.
Nice!
There's enough magic in this thing for one charge.
Yes!
It's a timetable, because he's just slowly dissolving.
Yeah. So, roll a d12.
8.
Okay. You have to use this for the next 8 hours, or you're going to lose the magic of it.
Okay.
I'll say you have a Medusa head. If you point it at something, it'll have to make a DC 14 con save. If it fails by 5 or more, it'll become petrified.
Okay. You have my working pen. Can you write that down?
Sure. Sometimes I describe things for flavor, and then you guys make them into stupid fucking items. Okay!
I also, while I'm being sneaky, I want to go check on Variant Mouse.
Sure. Give me an investigation check.
Can I check these bodies to make sure Arendir did not come back?
Can I see if 15. They were done by a... Mind Flayer-esque type being?
Sure. So, sorry. What was that? 15?
15 investigation.
Okay. And then what are you checking out?
I want to see if Arendir came back.
Sure.
Have they been killed by a Buster Sword, basically?
Investigation or perception check?
Fucking Mazamoon.
And what are you looking for?
I'm trying to see if our good friend, bounty hunter...
perfect.
...was...
same thing.
Knowing that he was a Mind Flayer, did any Mind Flayer-esque things?
Investigation or perception check?
14.
14.
Dude, the Medusa head was still there.
I mean, yeah, you guys know you're inside Bodkali, so things that are dying here are no longer turning into soul coins.
14.
Okay, so a couple things you guys notice. We'll start with Glebnor. Glebnor, you slink into Variant Mouse's office. You can see that the massive diamondback snake familiar is dead in the room. The head has been chopped off of this snake.
Damn.
It's a pretty big head of the snake because it was a pretty large serpent that is resting on the ground. Fully in rigor mortis, and you look in the like mishmash of its like winding body, and you can see dead Variant Mouse lays on the ground. With
quietly.
You two investigating, you don't see any Arendir anywhere, no sign of him. And I think what you would notice as well, these weapon wounds weren't made by any kind of mind flayer weapon. Most of the people in here were killed by arrows. Or, like, really clean slices on all their bodies. Someone with finesse killed most of these people. And you would guess it was, like, a small group of people assaulted this bar. It didn't seem like the act of one person.
It's coming together. And I'm like, can I sidebar real quick with my good buddy here?
Which one?
Bleebs.
Bleebs, yeah, sure.
Sidebar.
Reggie's like, Glebnor, let us respect the sidebar.
I'm in the office.
Okay.
Sorry.
Lorenz, respect the sidebar. Whatever, jeez.
I'm looking at the detective.
Ah, yes, a sidebar. I know what that is. I'm going to go outside.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Just walks outside and lets you guys, leaves you guys to the crime scene.
It's probably the elves pissed that they got the wrong fake coin.
That makes sense. Do the blade wounds look like double-bladed scimitar wound?
Medicine check with advantage.
Which, I mean, I guess... It's fine that they killed these people. I wasn't really attached to anybody.
16?
Nobody?
Nobody.
With a 16, these are double-bladed scimitar wounds.
Yeah.
The cuts are, like, in such a, like, perfect maneuver. You can tell, like well-trained soldiers, like, cut through these mercenaries like butter. You see Lorenz looks kind of excited.
Oh, my God. There's so many bones in here.
Yeah, wait till they're done with their investigation.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, I wouldn't want to ruin the investigation. Do you guys want to ask any of these dead bodies any questions? I have to speak with dead.
Oh, yeah. That's probably a good idea.
I'm going to poke my head out.
You guys do that. I'm going to talk with the detective guy.
All right. Yeah, Lorenz, let's... Who...
Can you reanimate people, like, good?
I can make any of these guys zombies or skeletons, but if you want, I can ask any of them 5 questions.
But I want someone to come back to life.
Oh, no, that's... I'm a necromancer, not a life romancer. No, they're dead. They're fucking dead. Look at these dudes.
Are there life romancers? That's a good one.
So would I know, like, who looked the most important from before when we walked through? Like,
I think definitely Variamouse. He was, like, the leader of this, like, Thieves Guild.
But I don't know he's dead.
Oh, you wouldn't know yet. You haven't. Glebnor hasn't come
out. Do you hear soft sobbing through the... door of the office.
Yeah, I feel like Glebnor's probably not very quiet about it. You can hear Glebnor weeping in the office.
What? Okay. You go talk to that guy.
Like I said, he's not my responsibility.
I'm going to go see what's happening. Glebnor, what's the problem?
Variamouse. And to a lesser extent, his snake.
What about them?
Look!
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah, there's just one arrow through Variant Mouse's heart because he's so little.
Lorenz, let's ask him 5 questions.
Okay, just get your 5 planned because once I ask, they start answering. And
I'm going to take his...
a one-time deal.
Pope hat.
His Pope hat?
Toluga gave him a big, goofy Pope hat, remember?
Oh, I guess he
did. To cover up his brain.
Oh, yeah. You remove it. There's a little exposed brain. Before you ask your questions... Toluga, you're outside with this law mage. Would you like to
man,
ask?
Do you take anonymous tips?
Yes, please. If you know anything about the investigation, that'd be wonderful.
I do. Mm. Would it incriminate me or no?
I mean, I guess it's not very anonymous since you're saying it to me in person, but yeah, you can just tell me.
Can you not act on it immediately? Could you just beef up security instead?
Sure, of course. Yes.
I don't want to... cause something that would increase tensions.
Yes, and if it would impede my investigation, of course. Yeah, what can I do?
Sidebar with me, real quick.
Yes, and a sidebar, I mean, I obviously know what it is, but if you'd like to tell me, you could...
It's where 2 people talk, and everyone else who is around has to respect it by either covering up their ears or not listening.
Man, that would be phenomenal in my line of work if we'd used more of those.
Yeah.
Yes, I'd love to sidebar.
Oh, if you're interested in sidebar, I take out a pamphlet. Here you go.
Oh. Interesting.
Mull it over.
I will. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Please.
All right. I look for any of the monster eyes.
None right now, because mostly right now, this whole square has been kind of cordoned off by the skeletal soldiers. All right.
Let's go to the back of the building real quick.
Sure. Yes.
Awesome.
Either way.
Okay. So me and my friend Aaron Deer stopped by here.
Sure. Yes.
And we spoke to the little guy, the little mouse guy.
Oh, the poor mouse. Yeah, he took one right to the chest.
So we weren't fully aware up until that point that our good friend Aaron Deer is a very wanted man from Corellis.
Oh.
And there was a hired bounty hunter to kill him. I forget his name, but he was a really lame mind flayer looking guy.
Okay.
And we beat the shit out of him.
Uh-huh.
We brokered a deal... to keep Aaron Deer's location and anonymous and assumed dead by Corellis. And they sent... Well, I mean, we didn't tell them. They decided to send a fake or a forged soul coin.
Oh, so I understand. Your intention was to trick the elves into thinking that this friend of yours had been killed.
To keep him safe.
So a litany of crimes happened here is what you're telling me.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, well, I... don't have the authority to arrest any of you.
I just don't want it to, you know, harm, you know, relations with neighboring, you know, places.
Yes, I will beef up security around the Elven Temple, I suppose.
I think they got their revenge on him, so I don't know who else they'll really go after.
And your friend is
he's out of the city.
Okay, so sure. Hopefully he's fine.
Well, I feel bad for anyone going after him. Which is part of the reason why we wanted to send him off away from people.
All right, well, I'll talk to my superiors. Obviously, your Lord Bleebly has free reign in the city currently, so...
Awesome. Just thought I'd let you know,
Yeah, we'll keep our eyes peeled, and I'll keep my ear to the ground.
Yeah.
Well, Thank you for being a part of the investigation.
No problem. Anything to help. Trust me, I finally offloaded a lot of my stressors, so I'm feeling a little liberated.
Here, we usually give these to children, but I feel like you've deserved it. He digs in his pocket and pulls out like a little gold star and puts it on you.
Awesome.
You're good today. Didn't realize you weren't wearing a shirt.
Ow! I forgot I wasn't either.
Yikes.
I'm gonna take that out now.
Yeah, yep. Okay, good talk.
Got a Band-Aid?
No. Leaves the alleyway. And as you guys make your way back to the front, Lorenz is walking out. All right, Lorenz is preparing inside to cast his spell. Do you guys have your five questions you would like to ask Variant Mouse?
Nope, but let's go.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to cast this spell, and I'm going to channel it to you. So, Bleebly, you will be asking the five questions.
Okay. Just what happens if I don't ask all the questions?
He will remain in a strange limbo state, trapped between life and death, waiting to answer a question. It'll be worse than hell, probably.
Oh, God. I don't want that to happen to Variant Mouse.
Yes. So, yeah, anyhow, yeah, get your five questions ready. I'm going to cast a little bit of necromancy.
Waves of green energy wrap around this small mouse's body. He floats up, eyes turns green, mouth opens.
Go ahead, ask your questions.
Hey, Variant Mouse, how you doing?
Not so hot, boss. Melee got me good.
All right, that was one.
Huh? Ask me if there's a stash of candy or gold or both.
Do you have a stash of candy and gold?
That's gonna be a no to one and a no to two. I like cheese, my man. Or at least I did.
Only cheese. All right.
Lorenzo's like,
you're burning through questions.
It's fine. Don't worry about it. You got a lot of magic. Who did this?
Them freaking elves. I mean, what was I supposed to expect? They're going to bring their own cleric and try to revivify right here? I didn't know what to do. They shut me up.
Well, we already knew that, so. Did the elves come from in the city, or were they from Corellis?
They were wearing robes from Corellis, but I don't know. They came out of nowhere.
Any discerning marks on any of them that you can tell us?
They were blonde!
Well, his corpse falls lifelessly on the ground.
Ah, well.
So, really do you understand? It's not that it's not a spell slot situation. He can no longer answer a question forever.
I walk in. So what do we figure out?
The elves that did this were blonde.
He doesn't like candy.
That's all we figured out?
No, he has. Well, he doesn't have gold or candy.
And he was doing better before he got shot.
Pops out.
I'm like, can you do it on the snake?
I mean, it's just the head, short. Does just any do it of you on the speak snake. To animals?
Yes. Do it to the snake.
All right. I'm really burning through the third level spell slots here. It's like,
shut up and just do it on the snake.
Just like, it's my last one, so this is all you got. I used it to make some zombies earlier, so here we are. Time for some necromancy!
I really like the artistic flair.
Thank you.
He casts Speak with Dead on this severed snake head. And then channels a link into you. You get five questions.
All right. Okay, buddy. I'm going to keep them simple as much as I actually want to talk to you. I'm going to need some information. Here we go. Did you give them any information about Arendir's location? Sorry, was any information given to them about Arendir's location? Good to know. All right, question number two. Are they still hunting for him?
Definitely. They were pissed.
Okay. Are they after any of us? Us being Bleebly and friends?
They only mentioned Arendia.
Number four. How did they get into the city?
Flying.
Okay. You already know they're blonde. Was there a leader amongst them that stood out?
Yes. He called himself Daedrin, a blonde elf. His arrows were covered in various poisons.
Okay, I think that was five.
Later.
Peace. All right, guys. They're looking for Arendir. No information about his location was given. They have a leader named Daedrin. He's also blonde, like you said, but we got a name now.
Mm-hmm.
His arrows were dipped in various poisons.
Various, you say?
Yes.
Interesting.
Can I start rounding up some of the arrows?
Yeah.
And trying to, like, do I have... Give me one second here.
Identify the poison?
I don't think I have any, like, anything for me that'll identify the poison.
And lastly, they have no idea how they got here. Meaning they were either already in the city or poofed in from God knows where. All right, well, that's it. Let's move on. We got a meeting
Couldn't
to go.
We go talk to the guards at the gate? See if any elves came through?
That sounds like something we follow up with.
So basically, I'm going to take some like different arrows,
mm-hmm.
put them in the bag of holding, tell Cobbler to stay away from them.
Okay.
And I'm going to try and discern when we have a rest, like what type of poison certain ones are.
Gotcha.
Cool. So I can understand if we have to run into this guy, what we need to avoid or...
What to prep for, sort of.
Yeah.
Awesome. Everyone, real quick, just make a final perception check on the room before you leave.
25.
17.
30, 20.
As you guys are leaving, there's like a little bit of rustling, and you see Yarno pop out of a trash can.
They fucking killed all these guys!
Did you watch them do it?
Nope.
Okay.
I came after, though, and...
Good, good.
As you can see, it didn't go well.
No, it didn't. Not
we're
at all.
We're fucked!
No!
Fairy amounts was our way to figure out how we get the army up here, and now we have no way of doing that.
What are you talking about?
We totally have a way.
Yeah.
Him.
Yeah.
How?
Listen, Yarno, all I need you to do right now is...
Maybe pop in on your cousin.
What? No, fuck off.
He's my uncle, thank you very much.
Yeah, which would make his child your cousin.
Listen, adults are talking right now.
Thank you.
Sick of his shit.
Yeah, what do you need?
I need you to get a message to Arendir that you know no one will be able to follow.
Okay.
Tell him they are here and they are hunting him.
Okay, all right.
And that is far to lay low or do what he needs in order to, you know, stay safe.
All right.
Send him to Sloopledrip. No, send him to the Underdark with the king.
I think Petch could keep him safe.
Yeah, you think
Petch
so?
Petch is kind of like a hole in the wall in the middle of the desert.
I just want him to be ready and not caught unawares.
That's okay.
Is Arendir going to have a fucking history of violence arc?
Let me think here. All right, so I guess I'll go to the gate and
hold
see
on, Yarno,
if I can...
Did you see who did it?
No.
I lead in and tell him it was Corellus. It was elves from Corellus.
Oh, that's no good.
They're after him. That's why I need him to get this.
We're going to need the elves if we're going to win this war. We
yeah, well, we got to sort it out, so we need him laying low and not killing more.
All right.
Unless he has to stay safe. Then kill.
I got to think. How can I get across the desert super quick? What?
Gorpor.
Who's Gorpor?
Oh, my son.
You got another kid?
Yeah Gorpor. He's great.
Right.
A wonderful lizard.
Oh, it's a big lizard?
Yeah.
Why didn't I think it was a... Of course it's a big lizard. Where can I find this Gorpor?
Gertie's.
Okay, I'll go to Gertie's. I'll get the big lizard.
He's working on getting better at tic-tac-toe strategies, so don't piss him off.
I won't.
Maybe throw a couple.
I guess
throw them all.
I could throw them all. All right. So, this lizard knows how to get back to Petch, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So, I will get to the gate. I'll take Gorpor, get to Petch, warn everybody. I'll be back.
Make sure you're not
bring
followed.
Back some slurp.
Big slurp.
Bring back some slurp. God, you guys are so needy. All right.
Ooh,
make glizzies. Sure you're not followed.
I'm very sneaky. I'll be okay. I got it.
And glizzies.
Bring back glizzies.
Nice.
All right. Well, good luck, whatever the hell you guys got going on today. Fuck, this is weird.
Yeah.
Yarno scrambles out of the trash can and makes his way out of the bar.
Can I...
Tell Petch we love him.
Can I check the ground for, like, footprints, seeing, like, either what direction they came from or what direction they went when they left the
Yeah, the bar? This would be a survival check. I think it's survival when you're tracking
footprints. I'd like to give them guidance.
Yeah, sure.
What do your human eyes see?
Dirty 20.
Okay, actually, yeah, dirty 20. You get down, and it's almost imperceptible because these elves are so light of foot that they barely leave an imprint. But you can see tracks of elven boots. It's hard to tell how many they numbered, between 6 and 12, possibly. It looks like they came from the temple district, and the footsteps leaving are going to the gate.
So I think they came, they probably came in, went to the temple, or they came from the temple. Either one of the things, they got the information that they need, came here, did what they did, and skedaddled out of town. So,
well, all right.
I don't think we have to worry about them right now.
I asked if they were after us. They're not after us, only Arendir, so.
Well, I mean, if they were still in the city, we would probably just have to worry about saying anything about Arendir. Or...
I mean, we're doing a pretty good job up until this point.
That's true.
Yeah, honestly, our track record up until today has been pretty solid, so, you know.
All right, to the Underdark!
Oh, yeah. All right, let's do it. Today's the big meeting. You see Reggie's like, oh, I hate to ask, but could I get one of those donuts?
No.
You slap me in the face so hard, I'm missing some hit points. Fine, I won't have a donut. I'll just walk around donutless.
Do you want the 13th one?
Yeah, again? Give me that 13th. I have plans for this.
Do you want a ride, Reggie? You can take a little rest while I get us down there.
Yes, please.
Hop on!
Reggie will roll back a couple hit die here.
So disappointed in you two.
Can you call Phaedra and see how Myra's doing real quick? What? We haven't checked in on her in a couple.
Oh, yeah. Wait.
Myra's actually the fire temple.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Yeah. We're going to want...
Do we have a stone to Jakat?
We don't. No.
I don't think we need Myra for this meeting, exactly.
No.
It would be helpful, but I mean, I think she relayed all the information she had to them.
Yeah, to the divination.
Never mind then.
Yeah. All right. So as you guys leave this crime scene, the Bone Soldiers let you make your way out of this little undercity area. Real quick, can I get a quick insight check from Taluga?
19.
You look over and Luga looks like a little guilty while she's walking next to you. And really quick, she's like, and you see like the end of a long rat folk tail zip into her mouth. She definitely ate one of the mercenaries back there.
If you're hungry, you should have just said something.
Sorry, Father.
Just speak up next time, okay? I won't be mad at you.
You were busy reprimanding my brother, so I figured.
Well, he deserves it.
A quick snack.
Let me see. Luga falls back a little bit.
Hey, Glebnor.
Hey.
Papa seems angry with you.
Oh, yeah. He's real mad. I'm going to win him back, though. Don't you worry.
We're going into a pretty tense negotiation, so.
Yeah, we try to get him to relax, but.
I just meant that maybe we work on your relationship after it. Just because.
Wait, no. What?
I just meant that if you try to win him back during the negotiation, it might not go well. Just because you know how you are, brother.
Are you sure? This seems like a great, if I get in there and I do some good negotiating, you know, and I really make him proud.
Only if the situation definitely clearly calls for it.
Is there a signal you'd like to give me?
No.
Okay, so it's up to me to figure it out. Got it.
You can see Luga has adopted Taluga's mannerisms. She sighs just like her father. Taluga, can I get a survival check from you? Because you're the one that was given a map to this old elevator.
There's a 19 again.
Perfect. All right. Yeah, you follow Phaedra's directions and you make your way to an old part of the undercity here. And it's almost like a large service elevator built into the rock. It looks ancient and honestly a little sketchy. As you all step onto it, there's this eerie creak as you hear it echo down the shaft below you.
Luga, I'm going to need you to help me here.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to need you to keep every other spider away from me.
Okay, I can try that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Big important job. Because if you don't, I'm going to freak out and this might offend them.
That makes sense. How has your arachnophobia been since I last checked in?
See, you're cool.
Thank you.
The rest of them freak me out.
Okay, well, I'm sure there won't be that many down there in the spider queen's lair. Yes, elevator!
As we go down the elevator, I'm like, this takes too long. I whip my little greasy oils at the...
Ugh!
See if I can lube it up.
What do I make you roll for a lube check?
You want to make it just a luck check?
Yeah.
Nice right, lube check.
Here
lube
we go. Check. That's six lube.
Yeah, I mean,
it didn't help.
You know, it's kind of like if you were in an elevator and you like threw olive oil at some of the mechanism. It might help, but it's hard to tell.
Maybe it's a little quieter.
Yeah,
but not faster.
Yeah, that makes sense.
All right, as long as we damper the sound.
Yeah, the screeching of the mechanical wheels on the side.
Don't need
the shaft
whole
of.
Thank you, golly, knowing we're here.
That screeching was really getting to me. Thank
oh
you,
wait,
Daddy.
Hold on, I take it back.
Did you tell them not to like jump on me, spider wise?
I'm pretty sure I told Phaedra that you're a little spider phobic.
Okay, good, good.
Did she take offense to that?
I hope not.
She was dealing with me, not him.
Yeah.
True.
I feel like
I'm not trying to offend, it's just, you know.
I feel like I'm probably going to be brokering a lot of the deals here.
Yeah, you can speak for me, you know.
Just you sure?
Ish.
I'll
check in with me on certain things.
I was
going
to say, you want me to check in with certain things?
Yeah.
Like normal?
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
And me and Glebnar should probably just...
Shut up.
Yeah. Tricks. All right, Glebnor. Yeah. Hey, I bet I can beat you in the quiet game.
What?
You lost! Ah, you idiot! I got to immediately!
All right, best 2 out of 3. Want to put some money on it?
Not in front of Toluga, I don't.
Yeah, you're right. Good idea.
Do you even
definitely
have money on you?
Definitely don't put money on it.
Do you have money on you?
What? No.
I'm going to take out both guns. Do you either have money on you?
I was going to wager my grenade against your cat.
I only have the cat.
Okay, I mean, if you're not betting money, then fine. Just, if you want to bet a grenade and a cat...
Shh, Mixie, it's a lock.
Sure. Okay, quiet game, starting now.
I'm going to make my mouth completely just disappear.
But it's normally not there anyways.
I have luscious lips.
I forgot about your lips.
Once Glebnor seals his mouth shut, Reggie looks at you for a moment, drops his disguise, takes out a screwdriver, screwdrives his mouth shut, puts the screwdriver back in his belt, and turns back into a regular gnome.
I'm going to scowl.
I've never seen him do that. That's shitty.
That was something.
And after what feels like way too long, you finally reach the bottom of this elevator shaft.
I'm playing tic-tac-toe with Luca.
God, she's so good.
Jesus. How do you figure this stuff out?
It's really about playing your opponent.
Yeah.
She's real good.
Also, you didn't even do an XOR. No, you drew a little gun in that square.
Well, yeah.
I guess the gun would just beat both of them, right?
That's a wild card.
Oh.
Yeah.
As you land at the bottom of this elevator shaft, can everyone make a quick arcana check for me, just as you leave Bog Collie's protections?
Oh, my 10. God. Hold on.
0.
Because I'm using wisdom, this is going to actually be really high.
27. You can feel it. It's almost like a weird drop in your stomach as you pass by the final layer here. You have left Bog Collie's enchantment. So at this point, you are now in the Underdark. This is technically not Magria. So if you die down here, regular death, no soul coins, but you are past the enchantment that would protect from evil and good. You're in the good old fashioned Underdark here.
We're in the old Underdark, boys. No weird death things happening here.
It's kind of a long ways down.
Yeah.
They got a lot of ground covered.
Mm-hmm.
And as the doors of this old elevator open up slowly, you look out into a familiar landscape. You guys made your way through the Underdark at one point when you arrived.
Do we hear the Roper?
Make a perception check. Everyone can make this.
It's a nat 1. Jesus Christ.
25.
21.
Okay, you guys don't want to stress Toluga out anymore. So as Toluga gets off the elevator shaft, he starts walking out onto this, stone road that leads towards the Drow City. And he doesn't notice this, but you guys look down the opposite direction and way down this rocky road.
I'm going to slap Theo and just form an ear and point to it.
How far is it from us?
500 feet.
You gotta shoot it.
The bow.
Go ahead and make an attack roll for me.
It's been weeks.
So it's 27 down to a 22.
That'll hit.
22 damage.
Remarked by Bleebly.
Remarked by Bleebly.
Literally like football fields away.
An arrow sticks in his throat. Ow!
I'm okay.
And yeah, you guys start walking down this underdark road with the very faint sounds of a bizzle on the wind.
That'll teach him.
Teach you guys make some perception checks for me down here.
24.
8.
19.
Okay. You look up ahead and you can see that there is what appears to be like a small rest stop for carriages. I would say what you would notice with a 22.
24.
24, sorry. There's like a split signpost that has different directions facing off into the different various sections of the Underdark. The road leading south, you can see that the sign in Dwarvish reads to the Ebon Den. And then who speaks Elvish here? You can read everything, so...
Oh, yeah, technically I could read it, yeah.
So you can see in Elvish, but it has... an interesting sort of script. This is technically undercommon, but there's an Elvish twang to it. This sign says, it's a sign pointing to the Drow capital, which is called Manzobera. But you can see that this carriage house, there is a large, ornate, almost like Victorian black carriage being pulled by a team of giant spiders. And you can see Phaedra is wearing a full black gown, and she is waiting at the carriage for you guys to arrive.
Hey, Phaedra.
Ah, wonderful. Looking great. You arrived. Thank you. I am, going to stand before the mistress. I want to look my best. You all look relaxed.
You should wear that instead of the robes you got up there. This is way better.
Well, fortunately, down here, that terrible sun can't get to us. The drow, of course, have to wear umbrellas and whatnot up top.
You can see that as Phaedra's waiting in front of this big kind of like ornate carriage with her team of spiders ready to carry you deeper into the Underdark here, Taluga, you notice that her attendant, Tabl,
my man.
He's sitting up top with his long white hair, and he's the one holding the reins to all the spiders. Oh, my boy! What's good, my dude?
What's good?
He's like a little shaka. Phaedra looks at him, gives him a dirty look, and he's like, oh, my bad. And then picks the reins back up. But real quick, before you guys get into this carriage to make your way toward your parlay... Taluga, can you make a perception check with advantage for me?
24.
Okay, so while these guys are, like, getting their stuff ready and, like, gutting into the carriage, you kind of look over to this other, like, carriage house where a lot of these other travelers, mostly drow, are getting ready to either make their way toward Manzobera or deeper into various other parts of the Underdark. But you notice that there's a couple of, like, Myconid teenagers hanging out. They have, like, spray-painted mushroom stuff on the side of this carriage house. But you see a drow walks over and they kind of look around nervously and they hand him a little bag of powder and the drow leaves. Seems that these Myconids may be selling some kind of wild magic drug. Just putting that out there for you.
We got like 5 to 10 gold I can use real quick.
Yeah, hold on. You said 10?
Yeah, huh? 10 tops.
There you go. 10 gold.
Thank you. I'll be right back.
You mosey on over. See, look at, what's up, dude? What do you need?
What's up, bro? you got any of that stuff?
Oh, you want the good stuff, do you, my dude?
Yeah.
All right, you cool?
Yeah.
You cool?
Yeah.
You're not a law mage, are you?
What?
You have to tell me, you know that, right?
Yeah, I do. So I'm not.
Good.
Okay.
You got this, do you got 5 gold?
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm gonna put this little bag on this rock. And whatever happens right after, I don't even know what happened to it. What could have happened? Oh my god, what happened?
Okay.
Puts it on the rock and then it's like looking up.
I'm gonna put this 5 gold
bioluminescent cave wall
on this rock, and whatever happens to it, happens to it.
Oh my god, my dude, I found 5 gold. We should get out of here.
Oh my god, I found this baggie of stuff.
Later. Alright. So Mike and the teens make off into the Underdark.
Bleebs, here you go. Only needed 5.
For what?
Don't worry. It's for me.
All right.
If you want to make an inside check for you, you can.
I just really walked over to them and openly
drug deal.
It's not like I was stealthy about it.
No, you weren't.
Dirty 20.
There's like a bit of nervous energy on Taluga that seems new, but I mean, he's been so stressed, like the entire last 24 hours, he's just been a ball of stress. He looks a little bit less stressed now that he's gotten whatever he bought off those teens.
I'm just going to look at him. You need this?
I think I need this right now.
Okay.
It might be a problem later. When it does, I expect you to take care of it.
You got it.
But right now, I need this.
So the door of the carriage opens. Phaedra's waiting inside. Come now, we can't be late.
Okay. I can finally tell you the information that I've uncovered.
You guys get inside, and as you shut the doors of the carriage, you see Phaedra begins casting a non-detection spell on the carriage, so your conversations inside here cannot be listened in on. And she shuts a little sliding door that leads out to her attendant. You know, you're friends now with Tab.
Yeah, he's a great guy. He helped me out. He's what helped me get all ready for the date.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
So what do you have to tell me before we have a
meeting? And I vomit everything I read and found out. And then I relay to Theo the visions I had inside the spa. And how I'm visibly more stressed than when we started, but less openly aggravated and more just seething.
I take out the list. Deep sea Kuatoa.
Sea elves bad. Don't forget, sea elves bad.
It's getting into that.
Sea elves are working with Krizik.
Yep.
Very strange.
I mean, it kind of goes together.
My primordial god gave me a vision. They're bad.
That's terrible. If Krizik has a fleet of ships out there, then he's more... Listen, I should let you all know a little bit about Lola before we have our meeting here. She's left Manzobera for this meeting. She doesn't want anyone knowing that, obviously, you are meeting with her inside her city.
Okay.
None of this can get back to the Prince of the Red Wastes. She's very, very concerned about that.
All right.
So I can't tell him about this meeting?
I would not.
Okay.
If the Prince of the Red Wastes knows that one of his demon lords is working with his nephew...
Well, he's kind of working with me. Kinda.
Once you hear Lola's proposition, it'll become clear that she's working against him.
Oh, so am I.
Yes, but it would be best if this meeting were kept a secret for all
of
us.
Oh, I promise I won't say a word. I'm just, you know, I'm putting everything out on Front Street here.
Lola is also, she can be quite temperamental and demanding.
Oh, yeah?
I'm really hoping this meeting goes well, but I worry it'll be less of a negotiation and more of her listing demands. She is a demon queen, after all, and I've been working for her for years, and she can be difficult.
Listen, I have a way with words. There hasn't been a negotiation that I haven't left that has not ended in mutual benefit.
Wonderful. If you have any gifts to offer her when you arrive, that would be great to smooth things over when we first meet. Glebno, you're awfully quiet. Do I have to worry about you?
Yeah, he's in the middle of the silent game with our friend Reggie here. They're trying to see who can win.
I'm gonna kick his ass. Oh, fuck!
Silent celebration. And now I'm gonna say what we all know. Fork it over.
He takes out his grenade.
Yes.
Use it well.
He gives it a little kiss. Hands it over to you.
Well, now
when
we
did
might
you
have...
unscrew your mouth?
It was all for show. It was a minor illusion to do the screwing because he was doing it.
Now it's going to be a problem.
I just felt that maybe he was... It just didn't seem fair that he got to do a whole thing. And
I mean, he doesn't need a mouth to make noise.
Yeah, I've learned that the hard way.
I'm going to make fucking my luscious lips reappear. Do little kissies at him.
Stop it!
Are you sure you don't want to take back the parenting duties to Luca? You were just so...
He needs to learn his lesson. It's going to be the hard way.
All right, Glebnor, I'm going to need you to do me a real big favor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't say a word during this meeting until I say, Glebnor, I need you to say something.
I can do that.
Okay?
I can do that.
You can keep that. That's yours.
Push it into my body.
I'm going to miss you, Grenade.
Slowly going to dissolve in there.
No.
In the map case,
there's no room.
So it's a ticking time bomb inside you.
Like everything at this point?
Yeah.
It's just, you know, it's whatever. Maybe Lola will have like a little box.
It'd be like a luck check. You have to roll below like 5 or something.
Can we, yeah, we'll have Devo make me a resolve proof box.
There you go.
You know. So I don't solve everything.
Yeah. All right. I guess you guys can make like a nature check for me, if you guys wouldn't mind.
I just want to put it out there that I've used up my mending tattoo on all three of my guns.
Okay, you fixed all your guns.
Yeah, so I just
drive. Yes. Yeah.
17.
21 nature.
Awesome.
It's wisdom for int roll.
Yeah.
Abilities.
4 nature, nice. Because I'm not trying to look at spiders.
Yeah, you have refused to look out the windows of this carriage.
I'm just in awe of all the different spider types.
Yeah,
oh my god.
You're...
Whoa!
Everywhere he points, I look the opposite way.
But he looks the opposite way, it's just another spider.
Every time you look outside, just more 8-legged monstrosities moving through the Underdark. So yeah, this little carriage ride's a bit bumpy. They're like winding stone paths under the ground here. The entire cavern is illuminated by these like bioluminescent mushrooms and, you know, lichen that are growing on the sides of the cave wall. There are many Underdark critters and crawlies, and there's more and more of them as you get closer and closer to Manzobera. But you can see as you come up to a fork, now you look down and you can see Manzobera from the top of this like almost stone cliff face here in the Underdark. It is a massive drow city. And like the glinting lights from all of the tall buildings kind of like illuminate this entire underground cavern. But the carriage takes a left off of the road down a bumpier road away from the main city. And at this point, you can see the Tobble. He slides open the back window. Toluga, if you wouldn't mind, could you maybe cast some stealthy magic on the carriage? We're getting close.
You got it. I pass without trace.
A ripple of pass without trace.
Just hold the tree in the middle.
Yeah, I mean, there's like maybe there's like a little skylight in the carriage. You kind of just poke the stick out the top. radiating shadow wraps around the carriage. Can I get a group stealth check now as this carriage is going down an off-beaten path?
I'm just riddled with nat ones today.
I know, what's going on with you?
It's a 14 nat one.
Okay.
32.
Okay.
But no, would be 42.
42.
33.
I don't think I've seen anyone get above a 40 in this game in my years of playing. 42 sounds fucking insane. I think it's going to cancel out a nat one.
Okay, yeah, because some of that rub off on Deluga.
Definitely.
What's your plus on
13?
Jesus Christ.
This gothic carriage travels deeper and deeper into the Underdark. You're now on an off-road path here. And you guys look out the windows of the carriage.
This land holds great beauty.
You look out the windows of the carriage, and you can see that you're making your way towards a sort of like rounded stone valley where there are pillars. There's about 12 of them. That sort of make a like a central chamber here. And as you get closer and closer, you can see that as the carriage goes down, you look on the road and it's covered in webs. You're getting closer and closer to this rounded, web-covered stone pit. The carriage finally comes to a halt. And Phaedra's like, well, it's showtime. She gets out of the carriage.
There's a show?
You're the show, Theo.
Open the donut box. Mm-hmm. I pick 5 of the best looking ones and I sprinkle a little bit of the dust on.
Okay.
And I save 1 charge of dust and try to find 1 more of the finest donuts. I separate it from the remaining, 8.
All right, so you get 5 enchanted donuts in this box.
And I plate them. I'm like, Bleebly, I need a really fancy plate. Cobbler's got them.
Okay. Cobbler, plate. Fancy.
You could zhuzh it up a little bit with your magic there.
Cobbler, the fine china.
You can increase its value.
Yeah. When he hands it to me, I'm going to use distort value to make it look even better.
How many of those do you get?
1.
I'm going to be like, wait, hold off on that.
What?
I'm going to need you to do that on something else that I have a great plan for.
Ooh.
Okay.
Plans.
Right, yeah. He hands you some fine china
mm-hmm.
that was waiting down. It's insane that this hasn't broken yet. It's yeah. just been in the bag holding this whole time.
Cobbler's really good.
He's, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's got everything management. Sectioned
he
off.
He runs a tight storeroom down there in the bag holding. Yeah, and you plate the donuts on this plate. Phaedra's like, oh, good. She loves sweets. That'll be perfect.
Oh, I'm aware.
All right. Let's do this. She walks down this webbed path towards this central thing. Picture, if you will, almost like Stonehenge if it were like underground and covered in spider webs. There's okay. these like tall oh, stone cool. pillars. I'd say the stone pillars are about 60 feet tall.
This is a neat aesthetic you got going on.
12 of them that make a circle here. It seems to be this is like some ancient place where maybe at Ritual. One point, maybe in like in the ancient times of the Underdark, kings met here for parlays, but this place hasn't been used for in that capacity in a very long time. Give me some perception checks as you guys walk down to this chamber.
It's a nat 20.
14.
Nat 1.
Okay. Glebnor, you're just mostly focused. I think for you, you're just like, man, this place rules. Yeah.
Webs.
You did not want to get a nat 20, Rich.
Yeah.
Because unfortunately, you realize that you are surrounded by spiders. Each one of these pillars is covered in a swarm of spiders.
Luca, you might want to comfort.
Luca's like, look at me, big man. It's all good. It's all fine. Everything's going to be great. And as you get closer with the nat 20, you can see seated on this sort of arachnid stone throne is this massive spidery woman.
Man, I've seen so many cool thrones today.
There's been some tight ones. Her upper torso is that of a drow. But you can see the distended thorax and abdomen of a spider body comes out from where her navel starts. 8 massive legs wrap around this stone throne. She has beautiful drow features when you get to find a look at those. And she's wearing this like deep purple robe. She has a twisted black crown on her head. And you can see with your nat 20, unfortunately, there are small spiders and insects moving around the crown in her hair. She is seated and she's drinking a big goblet of red wine that she's sort of swirling around, and she sees you all approach and she's like,
ah, finally, the parley can begin. Welcome, welcome.
Hello, Lola. It's our honor to meet. I come bearing presents, an honorary meeting gift.
Interesting.
A plate of our finest donuts.
Bye bye. Bye bye. Should I bow?
Yes, because I'm going to bow.
And I kneel down and I present bowing. The donuts.
Manners! I like it!
Make a persuasion check for the donuts. Okay. I'll give you advantage because your friends are bowing.
18?
18.
It's so hard to say no to a sweet.
She lifts her spider body off of this throne and climbs down off it. She gets close to you, Taluga. Her spidery legs lean forward, and she bends at the waist. A long, feminine drow hand takes the tray of donuts.
Oh, I could have stood up and hand them to you, so you don't have to bend down.
Oh, so many little round treasures.
There's 5 donuts on here?
Mm-hmm. All sprinkled.
Okay. So this is basically going to determine how her insight rolls work for the rest of this.
Oh, is that chocolate?
Yep.
Strawberry filled.
You can see Phaedra is, Lola's just gorging herself on these donuts.
I'm glad they're to your liking. It's an honor to finally
fine,
meet you.
Welcoming treat. I'm sorry, you've gotten me a bit flustered. It's time for the negotiations. The parley will begin. I have my demands. My demand. You, I'm sorry, I'm just a bit lightheaded. It's a sugar rush, I imagine. Oh, you brought little Luga.
Yeah.
Welcome home, little sister.
And Luga looks nervous as she kind of backs away from this spider
it's
demon.
It's okay, Luga. Come up next to Papa.
Oh, Luga's been so instrumental in me learning all about you.
What?
Say, sister.
Oh, Luga, my little unknowing spy.
What?
She starts petting Luke, and Luke is like, what do you mean? Lola lets out this cackle, and her eyes kind of shine over with this, like, almost like opaque pink. And then you see all of the spider's eyes in this place. their eyes glaze over as well.
Oh, you know what? That makes sense.
I can see anything my spiders see.
I mean, it wasn't really...
You adopted this one so young, I've been watching you for a while.
I mean, I didn't really hide anything. And we got really nothing to lie about.
Well, I got to learn so much about you all of your strategies, your weaknesses.
I have not.
Oh, yeah. Confident. Well,
with an ass like this, and I try to fluster her more.
Oh, good heavens.
At this point, can you make a quick insight check on Phaedra as you're watching her watch this?
She eyeing my ass too?
Maybe that's what the insight check's for, who knows?
Is that 25?
25. Phaedra looks guilty.
I thought you were going to say soaked.
And I think what you realize in the moment is when you guys first arrived in Baokali, Phaedra knew all this information about you. And it seemed that because she was a diviner, she must have understood all this information from you. She knew everything about you, not from the divination college, but because you guys have had a mole in your group since
whatever.
You're taking it so well.
I mean, she's my daughter. I'd love her no matter what.
Thanks, Pop.
Really?
See, for a moment, there's like a tense moment in the air, and then Lola goes,
"Ooh, interesting. What's going on here?"
She like gets really close to
someone
Glenor.
Who's trying to earn back my love and failing at it.
I'm glancing at Theo.
Oh, something must have happened in the past few days.
Oh, yeah, no, a lot did.
Unfortunately, I've just been watching Luga do mechanic work.
Yeah, she's great. She's so smart. Oh, my gosh, she's so smart.
I don't really know what you've all been up to since you've been in Baokali, since unfortunately you split up so early arriving in the city.
Well, how about we begin with a equal exchange of information? To garner good faith between the two of us.
I suppose.
Make a persuasion check.
Man, I wish I had a plus to these.
Well, she is going to make her insight checks disadvantage because of the dust.
I wish I had a plus to these. Well, hold on.
I think you advantage up with large
advantage
beasts,
on
right?
Charisma checks made against beasts or large size or larger, and I can speak and understand. So yeah, beasts or large size or large. Of large size or large.
I think technically she's a demon, not a beast.
Fuck. Well,
but I'll let you roll a d4 because she has insectoid.
I'm not
aspects.
Sure it's gonna matter because that's a 7.
Okay, because of your dust of deliciousness, I have a 5 on my inside.
Oh, thank God.
I suppose. Well, then, what can I offer you? It doesn't give away the whole game.
Tease us a bit. Let's keep it fun.
Oh, Yunogu. Yunogu has a stronghold in Magria. He's trying to crack the prince's seal. He wants to ruin the curse. Because he's hungry. And okay. Needs more. Knowles.
How close? Well, I guess you don't want to tell us yet, huh? How
he close? Could be very close. He could be miles away. Who knows?
Okay.
I do. Now, what do you have for me?
I tease information about legends of a mythical blade that can kill gods. Mm-hmm. And its potential whereabouts.
Interesting.
And how... Well, I mean, because that's going to be useful. I mean, if it can kill a god, it'll kill a demon pretty handedly.
Yeah.
And if we want to get rid of Mansa.
Yeah. You plan on getting rid of Mansa?
I mean, I already have a great plan for that, but I can't share it until we have an equally beneficial agreement.
Here's the thing. I really only want one thing.
Is it him dead?
No.
Oh.
Long ago, a mistake was made. I was one of Strive's first demon lords, and I was promised the Underdark to be its teeming queen. But then those dirty firebelly dwarves and those pathetic tieflings made a bargain with him for power, and he gave him my favorite stronghold. Here's the deal. You give me the Ebon Den, and I'll help you. And if you don't give me the Ebon Den... Well, fortunately, you've put 400 and some odd of my soldiers inside of it, so I'll just eat everyone you know and love in it anyway.
Well, I mean, we could. But what do we get?
I won't use the spiders that you hatched and led to Srubledrip to eat all
See,
of the
See, I don't think you
door.
Understand my mental state right now. I don't care about their lives at this moment. I have a list to do, and right now, you are just being a little bit of a diva. Now, here's what we're going to do.
Queen!
Yeah, you know what?
What?
That's great. Congratulations, Your Honor. I'm happy for you. But asking unreasonable demands does not make relationships or keep leaderships. You know what does?
What?
Mutually beneficial agreements. You want the Ebon Den? Mm-hmm. Why kick everyone out when you can have a bustling city with a mutually coexistent ecosystem in it?
I hate the Firebelly.
I want
the dwarves out.
But you
of
know what
the
else
underdark.
The Firebelly hate?
What?
Krizik and everything that stands for. You know all that includes?
What?
Strife. You know what happens if we kill Strife?
I would like him dead. What? What happens if you kill Strife? For me.
Magri is up for grabs.
Oh.
Listen, I have no problems with monstrosities, but I have problems with leaders who don't know how to rule properly. And quite frankly, you're steering yourself into a French Revolution type situation. Listen, it's a give and take. You can be a bit tyrannical. Just be like Dr. Doom about it.
Here's the thing. Manzo Barra is near full to bursting. I need a place to put all of my people. And one of their homes was taken by the Firebelly. I want
if that's the case, we could just broker an agreement with them. We got a rock right there. You don't have to kill them. We can literally just extend the Ebon Den. Build more, if that is to your liking. And you'll have more housing. And guess what? You'll have not just one teeming city with drow, but slowly over time, who said the Firebelly will be the remaining dominant people in the Ebon Den? You see, you live longer than them, don't you?
I am centuries old.
So, like, what? 100 years is nothing.
But I wish to be its ruler. There can't be two monarchs down here.
Well, here's the thing.
Your Firebelly king will have to submit to me.
What if we run it like a, what's the word? I'm blanking here. Bleebly, you got that?
No.
It's kind of like what...
There will be no two-state solution.
No, it's not even that. Like, you'll be above, and then they'll be like your delegators.
Vassals of my kingdom?
Yeah, why not run it like that?
I mean, you can't be in two places at once. How are you supposed... Like, if you're here, who's supposed to, submit your rule somewhere else?
I have a vast network of spiders and creepy crawlies, as long as the drow is well.
But... Do you want to just stay limited to only drow? I understand they're your people, nothing against you, but what if you suddenly start getting mixed races? You know? And you're not just limited to pureblood drow, but now you're drowing everywhere.
Drowing everywhere.
Mm-hmm. See, this is what I have to think about. I live less than you, and I've already planned out further in the future than you.
All right, so we're going to do... Final check here. It'll be a persuasion check versus her insight. She'll make him disadvantage because of the dust. You guys can help Tuluga if you'd like.
Yeah.
So you'll have advantage on your persuasion check.
God.
We'll let the dice decide how this one goes. You guys really put yourself in a good spot with
Get
that stupid
ready.
Dust.
If we need.
I did have inspiration from a while back.
You did have inspiration.
Is it still valid?
I will let you use it if your first two rolls look bad.
A 6 and a 2.
You're going to go ahead and use that. Yeah. With disadvantage, I have an 8.
Okay. All right, that's fine. I got a 14.
Real quick, just for fun, I want you to make a quick perception check with advantage.
Is it, I'm suddenly hot in everyone's eyes?
It's mostly I want you to kind of realize what you just avoided.
10.
Basically, because you can see into the ethereal plane, you can see that not only are you surrounded by 12 pillars covered in swarms of spiders,
But each of these pillars also has an ethereal spider.
Oh, one of those weird dimension portaling spiders.
The spiders that can jump in and out of the ethereal plane with deadly accuracy. You guys were completely surrounded here. I made this challenge rating straight up deadly. You would have had to fight a arachnomancer with over 200 health. Phaedra, who would have been used a diviner stat block, 12 swarms of spiders and 12 ethereal spiders. But because you gave her a fucking donut, Lola, the teeming queen of the Underdark. Yeah, fuck it, sure.
Listen, I'm telling you, you're not going to regret this. Also, listen. I have a plan for Mansa. Now that we've finally broken our agreement, I whip out the lesser nicing one. Uh-huh. He can distort value of things. I have this donut and a dust that makes it ungodly delicious, with clearly only one enough for one donut.
Because I wouldn't the size dare. Size of that small bag, yes.
Do you have any poison strong enough to murder a demon?
I'm sure I could whip something up.
I'm thinking we make this so
she's gonna fart it onto the donut.
Irresistible to Mansa that he eats it and then dies.
May I speak?
Sure.
Mansa has a food taster.
I have another donut.
Oh.
And also, we can cut it in half. We gotta make it strong enough to kill, but not like he ate it and he's dead now.
Okay.
I could maybe ask the rest of my arachnomancers if we have a slow burn release.
Yeah.
Listen, here's the thing. If you can get the King of the Ebondun to submit to my rule once your little war is over,
all right.
I will allow you to use the spiders you have acquired in your riding.
All right, let's ring them up now.
Now, you promised you'll let them feast on all the things they kill.
Yeah.
I want the spiders to get nice and big.
Oh,
nice
yeah.
And juicy.
I mean, we're all for that.
And then when this is all over,
easy cleanup.
I want the spiders to return back to Manzobera. I don't like the idea of my spiders being under the heel of a bunch of firebelly.
As far as I'm aware, it's kind of mutually beneficial to everybody.
I guess we'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
Yeah.
God, this donut's good.
All right.
Being so bad today.
Blee, we might as well ring up the king now and get him in here.
I'll throw it over to you. This is your deal.
Man, it feels good to deal again. Hey, King!
Ah, this is King Ebonshield. Is that Toluga?
Hey!
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, I made great friends with Lola.
What?
Yeah. We brokered a deal, actually. A mutually beneficial one.
So you made a deal with the Queen of the Drow?
The Spider Queen? Demon of the Drow, yeah?
The leader of the Drow, who my people have had a blood feud with for
We've
a
squashed
millennia.
It. They need housing. We need to expand the Ebonden.
So the deal is I have to take a bunch of drow.
Excuse me, are you being racist right now?
Yes.
Why?
Because we've been at war with the drow for a millennia.
Really? When was your last battle with them?
We have skirmishes.
When?
From time to time.
When? How many years?
It's been a couple years.
Couple years? Sounds like it's just a cold war and you guys are doing this so that you both don't look bad for giving up on it. So here's what's going to happen, King, all right? Because I'm dealing with a lot right now.
Hey!
Excuse
attitude,
me, Buster!
Attitude.
Buster! Settle down.
Lola is, like, stifling a laugh. She's just holding, like, four of her arms over her mouth so she doesn't laugh so loud.
All right, here's what's going to happen.
What's going to happen, Toluga?
We're going to expand our army. But in order to do so, we need to... Well, I mean, not just you, but as a whole, we as a people need to get over these... Quite frankly, petty squabbles right now, because...
They're not petty!
Listen, man, do you even know what the war was about?
Yeah!
What?
Territory!
Guess what you have now?
A very well-defended kingdom that my people have died
guess
and
what,
fought and bled for!
Guess what can happen now?
What?
The war can end, you can build housing, and you can build bridges instead of burn them.
I already squashed my feud with the Hill Dwarves. Why am I the one doing all the squashing? If anyone's, I'm the one that's squashed or refused.
They're squashing too!
I gotta talk to my wife.
What? No, you're
just making a unilateral decision here. I need to talk to my wife. I need to talk to my council.
All right, fine. Talk
I
to your
put a lot of faith in you guys, all right? I've given you guys a lot of
leeway.
Would I'm training a whole army for you.
Would I bring a deal that's bad?
I guess not. I still have to talk to the council.
That's
can't
fine.
Can't make unilateral decisions here.
Tell Lola I'll get back to her.
Well, the sooner the better.
My wife's gonna kill me.
Not before me, love you.
That went pretty good. He's pissed.
All right, but on that note, are your drow going to be cool, or are they going to still live this blood feud on?
Hey.
I look at Phaedra. I'm like, you guys cool to just squash this if he says yeah?
If my lady is willing to squash this beef, of course. We'll...
Lola, let me see. No fingers crossed. What? Let me see them all.
Oh my god, what?
Let me see them all. All 10 appendages, come on.
Well, I was going to try to make a deception check. So you can make an insight check if you want.
24.
What?
Insight? Anyone?
Oh.
It doesn't have to be just beat Toluga.
I mean, we're not going to beat a 24.
22.
8.
Okay. Seems that Lola, for the moment, has decided to put her war with the Ebon Den on hold until the Prince of the Red Waste is dealt with. I think, once again, we've come to an understanding here. There's so many people that hate each other in Iona. The best way to make allies sometimes is to just find the enemies of your friends, or the friends of your enemies, or the enemies of your enemies.
I'm going to extend my arm so that we shake on it. Is that cool?
Fine. Her big spider arm comes down and shakes.
Glad we do this.
All right.
And trust me, the king's going to say yes. He always caves into me.
Okay, Phaedra, you'll be the liaison between me and these ragamuffins. Have fun killing strife.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be great. And then we got to kill the man in black. Then we got to kill Krizik. And I got to kill the sea elves. And then I got to kill that vulture demon lord. Fuck that guy.
Oh.
Do you know that guy?
Unfortunately, he's one of my brothers.
You mind if I kill him?
Have at it.
Oh, thank God. You know where he lives?
The sky.
Fuck. I can't. I mean, I guess I could jump up there, but not very far.
You should know, many of the demon lords are not happy with strife. Not all of us are so genocidal. I wish to rule over something when this whole thing's over.
I mean, now that we brokered a mutually beneficial agreement, can you tell me more that you know?
I suppose. I mean, if any of us hate strife the most, it is Yunogu, but.
Well, we kind of also want to kill Yunogu. Is that cool with you?
I mean, have at him.
I think about it this way, the less people up there, the more you get to take over up there if you want.
I like it down here.
All right. Just thinking of expanding your potential empire.
Empire of the Drow.
You like that, right?
I do like that.
Again, you catch more bees with honey. Saying up there.
All right. Well, I'm going to have a sugar coma now. I had too many donuts.
You want the rest of these? I only need the one to poison Mansa.
Sure.
So these are like the non-dusted donuts?
Non-dusted. He gave us 5 really good ones, and then the remaining weren't so great.
Okay, takes a bite.
Oh, this is like sawdust.
Yeah, sorry.
I am going to need a final deception check, because that was a clear lie.
Was it?
Come on, one more. You can make it with advantage.
Those were 15. Those were also healing potions. Why would you just give them to her?
I don't know. Better agreements?
She actually rolled that one straight, but still got a 13.
So, I beat her. Just barely.
All right.
Why did she roll it straight?
These ones weren't dusted.
They weren't dusted.
Yeah, but isn't she affected
for an hour?
Oh, it's for an hour, yeah.
But so I guess it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, so...
I mean, if you don't like them, we could take them back.
I'll eat them.
All right, cool. You wouldn't happen to have any spare potions lying about from people you've killed?
You could dig through the webs, I guess.
Theo, get on it.
I talked to any of the spiders. Hey, guys, you got kidding. Any like, healing potions in here? Or goofy things that you just want to get rid of that's clutter?
Spider climbs down.
Things that don't spark joy.
He has a like a dark gnome body, like just the top of it in his mandibles.
Oh, look at you chowing down, huh?
Look at this fucking idiot!
This weird spider hands you a gnome corpse. It's one regular potion on him.
All right, cool.
And yeah, that's it. Just so I think we're going to end today's episode. We're still in the Underdark here. Toluga is holding half a gnome corpse. The boys are surrounded by spiders. And Lola, the queen of the spiders, is covered in fucking donut frosting and has agreed to ally with you fucking maniacs. Why'd I give you the dust? What was I thinking? I've made a huge mistake.
Well, your mistake was making canon that all demons love sweets.
Yeah. This is the problem when you let a bit become real.
Yep.
Well, that was a real fun one. Join us next week. I gotta rewrite. Keep it dicey.
Howdy, Glebnor here, and I just want to say thanks for listening to Dicey Situations. If you liked what you heard, make sure you come back on Friday to listen to our talkback called Situational Awareness, where we break down the episode, and you get to know us, the players, a little bit better. And oh, as always, make sure you rate, review, subscribe, and word of mouth actually helps a lot. So if you could tell all your friends, that would be great. Thanks again. Keep it dicey!
This has been a Business Shark production.